Hello again. You're with the news at one. Ancient human remains uncovered in a County Derry bog are believed to belong to a young woman who lived around 2,000 years ago. Further research has been carried out following the discovery of the now named Ballymacombs Moor woman in bogland near Ballaghy in 2023. Dr. Eileen Murphy, Professor of Archaeology at Queen's University in Belfast, has been telling me about the discovery. And before we hear from her, I should let you know that the woman in question, well, she died in a pretty gruesome fashion, and there are some gory details.
It's a hugely exciting archaeological discovery, you know, because bog bodies are rare. We think it's highly probable that this individual was female, you know, makes it all the more interesting. So I've looked at her skeleton, because my background is osteoarchaeology. And I looked at her pelvis and looked at sort of the size of her bones and different things to work out her sex. And then we also were able to work out her age, you know, because she's quite a young person. So we're estimating she's about 17 to 22. And then we're able to look for evidence of, you know, diseases and injuries. And unfortunately, her body had quite a lot of injuries.
Will you tell us about those? Because unfortunately, we should say that you're also missing the head, that the body didn't come with a head.
Yes, so the body is very well preserved, but the head and the very first neck vertebrae were missing. So that was an immediate clue, you know, that something was amiss. And whenever I looked at the vertebrae, there were clear cut marks. So on the second vertebrae, there were cut marks cut that looked like they'd been dealt, you know, with a sharp instrument coming from the right hand side, probably when the girl was kneeling and from somebody behind her. So that looks like, you know, it would have caused, you know, at least partial decapitation. And then on the left side of her vertebrae, there were five little nicks, so almost like stab wounds. And these all seem to be located in an area that's very close to the left carotid artery. So it's very traumatic, but I do think they probably cut her throat, you know, deliberately to make her bleed before she was decapitated. And she even had some cuts as well on some of her left fingers. And I think, you know, it was a very human thing to do, is to, if you've been cut, or, you know, you instinctively put your hand up. And I think she was trying to sort of protect her throat.
So they were like defense wounds. It sounds as though she died quite a horrible death.
She did. And unfortunately, you know, and that is a thing to remember. Like, she was a young woman. She was brought out to a bog, maybe made to kneel down, and then suffered this brutal end, you know, so she was probably terrified. It is something that we see in a lot of the bog bodies from the Iron Age right across Northern Europe. Sometimes it's just the head that's been found. So it does very much seem to be part of, like I said, a phenomenon.
Apart from the fact that she had such a violent death, what else do you know about her?
There's no sign of any sort of clothing with her. The only artifact that was recovered was sort of like a woven plant material that seems to have been positioned underneath her legs. And then I think when she was killed, she was basically left to lie where she died.
So what will you be doing with the body? What happens next?
The work is being led by Niamh Baker and the team in National Museums Northern Ireland. There's still a lot more work to be done, you know, in terms of very sort of high-tech scientific analysis. So one of my colleagues, Bobby Graham from Queen's, he's looking at the proteomics of the body, and that might give us more insights, you know, about disease and about maybe materials that are in the plant sort of mat thing under her legs. Another of my colleagues here in Queen's, Professor Jill Plunkett's looking at the environment and the landscape, you know, when she was brought out to the bog. And we'll be looking at her skin and different things. So it's to try to build up as much information about this individual as we can. And colleagues in Trinity College Dublin, Lara Cassidy, is hoping to get some ancient DNA from the individual, which again, you know, might provide some more insights about who she was.
And that was Professor Eileen Murphy of Queen's University.